All right, Justin Brayton, we talked before the night, for the day. You're working on your starts, changed a little clutch setup, did a little mapping. Didn't quite work out the way you wanted it, but, I mean, good ride other than that.
Yeah. My starts were good all night. Like, the heat race, and then even the qualifying ones, they were really good. I just kind of messed up the main event start and was a little bit wide. I was next to the box, which normally is good, but I think it was a little too wide.
Looks like you hit Marty, too.
Did we?
I think so.
Really? Yeah.
I think that was you who shot him off.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure, but I think I executed the start okay. I just got pushed wide.
Yep.
So I think my starts are back, though.
Yeah. The heat race was good, like you said. And yeah.
Yeah. So, but then overall, yeah, I rode pretty good. Had to pass once again. Some good guys. It's hard to come through the pack. And got to seventh. And, that was kind of it. I caught Kenny at one point, but, yeah, that was kind of that.
Got together with Anderson a little bit. I don't know if there was anything AMA or he was pissed or whatever, but it looked like he got you first, and then you gave it back to him.
Yeah. He blasted me off the track where pretty much no passing is made. Like, it's an off camber, and he just went straight right into me, and I went off the track. And then the next turn, I went in, and he actually cut down kind of into me, but I was going inside, yeah. But, yeah, so that was that. And the biggest thing is you just need track position now. Like, I can't let him pass me, and then that's another position, and then you get stuck just behind guys, especially then. Like, I was in the fray of, you know, five or six guys. I'm like, gosh, I got to go. So I knew if one more guy passed me, it's just another guy that I have to pass later or another guy I got to eat roost from. So I was trying to move forward as well.
He kind of lives by the sword, dies by the sword. I would guess he was probably okay with it, or was he pissed?
I don't know. He didn't say anything to me, so, yeah, we didn't even talk.
I feel like he'd be like, okay, fair game, yeah. Right? I mean, that's how I think, but.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Earlier on this year, some of us talked about your fitness. We were a little worried. I think it was fine. I think we're good. Yeah, like, tonight was strong.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't realize is I'm not one to make excuses, but you have to remember the whole month of November, I didn't ride at all. I just raced on the weekend because I had four broken ribs and a punctured lung. So I literally couldn't do any riding for about 4 weeks. Then I went to Melbourne the last race, won that, and then I did a photo shoot that week, and then I flew to Geneva. So there was like a 6-week period where there was no training during the week.
Yep.
So, and I think that caught up to me once we got to Anaheim. And then, you know, once you throw Christmas in and all that, it's like, so yeah, the intensity of the first couple weeks were pretty intense, but I feel like my fitness is good. I actually said that to my wife after the race. I'm like, man, my fitness actually feels really good. So, if I can get a start and go with the front guys those first 10 laps, I feel like I can podium for sure.
Well, you look at what happened to Blake Baggett tonight. I mean, there's no reason that can't be you, you know?
Totally. Yeah, we had a good battle. I passed him in the heat, and then, we were just kind of matching each other the whole heat race. So I feel like that should be where I belong every weekend. And but still, overall, pretty happy with how everything's gone, other than last weekend in the main event, which wasn't really anything I could do about it. I feel like I'm in the mix every weekend, and I'm pretty happy with how it's gone. I just think it's going to continue to get better and better, especially once we get back east.
It's 20 minutes plus a lap. We should almost just call this thing Start Cross, though, because, man, that's what it is. We could just call it Start Cross, and then that'll be our whole story.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially, like, they prep the tracks a lot, which I'm a fan of, but when the track's brand new, that's when you gain your time, and that's when the front four or five guys get away. And then once the track breaks down, you can only go a certain speed, and then they've got, you know, 5 or 6 seconds out front. Then, yeah, there's seven or eight guys that are really, really close in times. I think today the top seven in practice times are like 4 or 5 tenths or something. So
I had to laugh. You were just stubbornly not jumping those things. A lot of guys were. You just stopped it.
Skim for life. I thought that was my strength, though. I was actually pretty good in them.
No, later on, everyone. You need to start jumping them.
Dang,
yeah.
Dang it.
But it just was good.
I can't get myself to do it. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Good ride, man.
Cool. Thank you.